Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Our Jennifer Gould has the very latest from the Sean Combs courtroom.
Nancy, the walls are closing in on hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs as his federal sex trafficking trial barrels towards its explosive climax in Manhattan. This morning, the courtroom braces for closing arguments, setting the stage for a verdict that could drop before the 4th of July. In a stunning 11th-hour move on Wednesday, prosecutors dramatically pulled back on the elements of their sprawling RICO case, essentially dumbing down charges they seemingly struggled to prove. In a letter to Judge Aaron Subramanian, the government conceded it would no longer pursue claims Diddy attempted to kidnap former employee Capricorn Clark and ex-girlfriend Cassie, nor the attempted arson accusation that he blew up Kid Cudi's car. Even elements of aiding and abetting sex trafficking were quietly 86'd from jury instructions, though the core sex trafficking charges remain. Despite the last-minute concession, prosecutors spent 7 grueling weeks painting Combs, 55, as the dark lord of a criminal enterprise coercing women into drug-fueled freak-off sex marathons or hotel nights. They called 34 witnesses, including 2 ex-girlfriends of Combs, Cassie Ventura, seen in the horrifying 2016 hotel assault caught on video, and a woman known only as Jane. The defense called 0 witnesses. Combs himself opted not to testify, dodging a brutal cross-examination, sticking to his claim all encounters were consensual. In a rare courtroom moment Tuesday, when asked how he was doing, Diddy briefly spoke, telling the judge, quote-unquote, "I'm doing great." He then thanked him for, quote-unquote, "doing an excellent job." With closing arguments set for today, the judge instructing the jury tomorrow, Friday, deliberations could begin immediately, and there could be a verdict possibly before Independence Day. If found guilty on all counts, the mogul faces life behind bars. For the latest on this case, watch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Merit TV Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Check your local listings for channel assignment. And subscribe to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. In an unprecedented triumph against evil, Florida authorities, backed by U.S. Marshals, have rescued 60 missing children from a vile human trafficking ring in what officials are hailing as the largest child rescue mission in U.S. history. Dubbed Dragon Eye, this 2-week massive sting operation spanned Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco counties, ripping vulnerable young lives from the clutches of depraved exploiters. The rescued children, ranging from 9 to 17 years old, included 43 girls and 17 boys. Here's Dr. Catherine Gomez with the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice at the news conference.
And I can see the tired nods in the audience, because I don't think any of us have really caught up on sleep just yet. But it was worth it, because we ensured that 60 recoveries, 60 young people were given an opportunity, 60 young people were brought home, whatever home that may be for them.
The grim reality of their captivity was laid bare. Some young girls were pregnant, with one tragically carrying the child of her trafficker. Officials announced that the sprawling operation, spearheaded by the U.S. Marshal's Office, involved over 20 agencies and 100 dedicated personnel, including the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and Department of Children and Families. The operation led to the immediate arrests of 8 suspects, 5 men, 2 women, and 1 still unidentified individual, who now face a barrage of charges, including human trafficking, child endangerment, and drug possession. Bonds for these monsters soar up to $250 million as Florida's Office of Statewide Prosecution prepares to prosecute these heinous crimes. The rescued children are now receiving immediate critical medical and psychological care, with authorities vowing continued support. Nancy.
Thanks, Jennifer. More crime and justice news after this.
A day of innocent fun at the Jasmine Moran Children's Museum in Oklahoma dissolved into unspeakable horror when a 4-year-old was engulfed in towering blue and green flames during an indoor s'mores activity. According to family friends, little Riker Corona and his family had just arrived when disaster struck. Hand sanitizer, allegedly used to fuel the s'mores grill, tragically spilled and ignited in a massive searing burst. Witness Dacey Phillips recounted the horrifying scene to News 9.
And at first you just see like big flames. And then I look down and the little boy is on the floor like flopping around trying to put himself out.
Panicked parents frantically doused Riker with water to extinguish the inferno. Firefighters rushed to the scene and Riker, suffering second-degree burns to his chest, face, and arms, was immediately airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital for urgent medical care. The museum confirmed the incident involved an indoor s'mores maker, which is now suspended. While promising a thorough review, the popular children's attraction now faces intense scrutiny over its safety protocols, as well as backlash from witnesses who say employees just stood there and did nothing as fellow parents tried to put the fire out. A GoFundMe has been launched to help with medical bills as the community rallies around Riker's family through this tragedy. No word yet if Riker's parents plan to file a suit against the Seminole Museum. And finally, talk about an expensive last call. One Nashville man's attempt at a happily ever after hookup almost turned into a timepiece tragedy. He learned the hard way that some flings come with a very hefty price tag. Audrey Shump, 24, allegedly partied with the victim before heading back to his Airbnb. Once there, our guy reportedly stashed his $30,000 Rolex Daytona under a hat. But when he took a bathroom break, his gold-digging gal pal apparently saw her chance to make a quick buck, or rather a quick 30 grand. He came back to find her reaching for his precious timepiece, and she then bolted from the Airbnb, but her time on the run was short-lived. Cops quickly cuffed Shump just a block away, finding the stolen bling still on her wrist. She is now facing felony theft charges and is out on $25,000 bond. Further proof, time is money. Nancy.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.